Welcome home, darling. You sounded a little upset over the phone during lunch today, so I have a little surprise for you. Close your eyes. Stop peeking. Okay. You asked for it, mister. I'm putting my hands over your eyes because you clearly can't behave. Here it comes, babe. We're almost there. Ta-da! I turned our bedroom into a pillow fort. Do you like it? Yes, it is as cozy as it looks. I was a little naughty, and I had to try it out. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. Hey! Put me down! No, don't throw me into the pills! You jerk! No, you're not allowed inside until you promise to behave. And until you promise to kiss me all better after that such a rough and brutish throw like that. You're gonna make it up to me? Well, making out is always a good start. And we have all of the space we could possibly need right here. We can roll around as much as we want. I've made sure that every square centimeter has this place is soft as a feather. Hey, what do you think you're doing, mister? You were checking out if my butt was soft as a feather, too? Yes, I did mean it when I said every part of this fort was soft and comfy. Are you hungry? I brought a bunch of different snacks that you liked in here, too. I think you'll enjoy them. Just lie on my lap and I'll feed you all the snacks you want. I love you so much. And not to ruin the vibe or anything, but you're violating several pillowfort laws, mister. Pillowports. Oh, shut up. You know I'm always bad with words. You're still wearing all these clothes. And I want you to be as cozy and comfy as possible. Just look at me. I'm wearing my favorite and most comfy pajama shorts and my favorite t-shirt. Well, it used to be your t-shirt, but as your girlfriend, I have the right to claim at least three of your shirts and hoodies. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules, I just enforce them. This is the way it is. So just lose the clothes, and I know you don't like wearing underwear, so you might as well lose that too. Now, for your exemplary level of cooperation regarding the Pillow Fort laws, I hereby award you access to the magical drawer of blankets. And I bet you're glad to hear this because all the blankets come with an unlimited supply of cuddles, completely free of charge. What a deal, right? Of course, I'll be the big spoon for you, darling. How else could I your neck? I bet you're starting to feel more comfy already. Well, we can cuddle in here for as long as you want, sweetheart. I've got everything I need today done right here in my arms. If you want to take the TV in here and watch some sappy rom-coms together, or maybe a few books, books or games. We can just hang out all day. No outside world, nothing else to worry about. Because we've got each other. Because we've got each other, and I love you. I see you've got your own activity planned. Yeah, it's one of my favorites, too. No, you don't need to get a condom. Just stay with me in the fort for a while. No, I'm not on the pill or anything. It's just... why not take the risk? We both love each other, and... I know you'd love being a daddy. And I'd love to raise a child with you. So, don't worry about condoms or impregnating me. Just think about what makes you feel good. If you want to get a condom, that's completely okay. Oh. Well, that didn't take too long. You're right. It's very important for a cock to be most comfortable. How nice it can feel. And if you feel like the most comfortable when your cock is balls deep in my fertile, unprotected pussy, then that's fine. Because I couldn't be more comfortable than I am right now. Just you and me. Your strong body on top of me. Feeling you slowly, gently thrust into me. Getting to look at your handsome body and your pretty face. Fuck. It's perfect. You want me to wrap my legs around you? Like this? Oh, keep going like this. Oh, could you grab the pillow over there? Maybe put it under my butt. I heard it helps the whole back thing. Then, oh, I just want to carry your child so badly. I love you so fucking much. Oh God, fuck. Oh, please come deep inside of me and make me a mommy. Oh God, fill my fertile womb with the brim with that hot, creamy cum. Oh, you're gonna fill me up so good, aren't you? You're gonna spurt rope after rope after rope of fertile seed into me until I'm pregnant. Oh God, impregnate me, darling. Hold my hips, cup my cheek, and just the way I like it, please. Oh, God, you feel so good. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard thinking about how you're going to make me a mommy. I want to be all yours, sweetheart. Claim my womb with your cum. Oh, take what's yours. I want you to come as you explode into my fertile, unprotected little pussy. Oh. Fucking breathe me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Stay inside of me. Just lift me a little and you can spoon me with your cock in my fertile little pussy. You can make sure all that cum makes it into my womb. I can't wait to get impregnated by you. But for now, let's just cuddle and enjoy the softness of this pillow fort. Let all that stress slip away. You're with me now. You're safe. You're okay. I love you so much.